Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
God's love is so amazing. And nobody could do for you or me what God has done. And so as we minister this song, we ask that you would just think about the love that Jesus has for you. And it's so amazing. And nobody could do what he did.
I cannot explain. told us stay at home. The weather wouldn't let us get out there. The weather wouldn't let us gather. So here it is, all these plans we've made to be at church, and now we can't be at church on all days at Easter Sunday morning. And the body of Christ all over the land is all frustrated because it was one day I had prepared, I was going to be at church, and now I can't be at church because I had it ready to go to church on Easter Sunday morning. But let me share a word of encouragement to somebody on this morning that even though you're behind closed doors, you can still have church right there where you are. Even though you're behind closed doors, it's still Resurrection Sunday. Even though you're behind closed doors, God can still heal you. Even though you're behind closed doors, God can still bless you. Even though you're behind closed doors, God can still give you a new life. Can anybody help me testify this morning and thank God that even though the doors are closed, it don't stop God from being good? Being God. And we praise God this morning that he is still God even behind closed doors. Journey with me, if you would, to the text this morning, because perhaps we'll find ourselves in the same dilemma as we'll find these disciples. It is St. John chapter 20. It's Resurrection Sunday. And Jesus has gotten up, and Mary Magdalene has gone to the grave and noticed that the stone has been moved, and she's noticed that he's no longer there. And an angel has told her, asked them, why are you seeking the living amongst the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And she's gone to tell the good news. She's gone to tell the story. If you ask Peter and John, they came to the tomb, and they saw the tomb was empty. Here it is again, the two brothers on the road from Emmaus. They have had an encounter with Jesus. So we've got enough evidence to know that Jesus has gotten up. It's Resurrection Sunday. But we find ourselves now in verse number 19 with the disciples, these 10 disciples, with maybe a few others. But let's look at these 10 disciples. These 10 disciples are in the upper room. The same place where Jesus just told them a few chapters prior that I'm going to leave you for a little while, but I am coming back. And just because they've gone through the fact that Jesus has been crucified, that Jesus was arrested, he was judged, he was condemned, he was crucified, and he was buried. And now they are afraid for their lives because of what's going on the outside. Does that sound familiar this morning? They are afraid on the inside because of what's going on the outside. There are things that are taking place outside of their control, and it's got disciples, people who've been with Jesus, people who've been with the Lord. You've got people who know he's a miracle worker, people who know that he's a way maker, people who know that he can open up blind eyes, people that know he can open up deaf ears, and here you go find them in the room together, and they can't celebrate him because they are afraid about what's going on the outside. And who am I talking to this morning who can't give God praise because you can't go somewhere? You can't give God glory because you don't know what's going on the outside. You're letting the news from the CDC, you're letting what you hear on CNN, you're letting what people are telling you, you're letting what the police are telling you, you're letting everything got you in a place where you're afraid in your own house. And the doors are closed. And the disciples have locked the door, the Bible says. The doors have been closed and the doors have been locked out of fear of the Jews. They are afraid about what's going on the outside, so they can't celebrate on the inside. Now, wait a minute now. For 3 years, these brothers have witnessed him. They've saw him heal the lame. They've seen him give sight to the blind. They've seen him cause lame men to walk, paralyzed men to walk. They've seen him walk on water. They've seen him calm storms. They've seen him feed a multitude. And now because they can't see him, now because they're under persecution, now because they're dealing with something different, they can't celebrate God. They are living in fear. And I believe this morning that I'm talking to people who are allowing fear to oversize their faith. You're letting what you can't explain, letting what you can't see, letting the fact that you got so many restrictions cause you to believe that God is not true to his word. But let me kill that lie this morning and tell you that God is still true to his word. Look at it now. Peter and John have gotten word that Jesus got up, yet they came back to the house, came back to the fellowship, came back to the assembly, and they're just as afraid as everybody else. Who am I talking to this morning? You've got enough record. You've got enough evidence. God brought you through other stuff. You've heard, you've seen God move in your life. You've experienced the power of God. But just because of what you're going through right now, you feel like God won't do it today. And here it is now. It's 10 disciples. Judas has already gone and hung himself. And you got one disciple who's missing. His name is Thomas, the twin, Didymus. If I had time, I would deal with his story next Sunday. But see, it's Resurrection Sunday. And for whatever reason, Thomas is not at present with the rest of the brothers. If I had time, I would deal with that. You better be careful about missing out on church. And see, here it is now. You can't get to church, but who knows what you might miss because you're caught up in your feelings. Who knows what you might miss because you're doubting yourself. Who knows what you might miss because of issues with other people. Here it is now in verses 19 to 23, the Lord is going to show up and Thomas missed it. Y'all missed your shout right there. The Lord is about to show up and Thomas missed it because he was doubting, because he didn't believe, because he didn't want to hear people's report, and now he missed out. And I want somebody to like this real quick. I want somebody to hit love on your phone right now. If you done made up in your mind, the next time I get a chance to go to God's house, I'm not going to miss out. I'm not going to miss out on what God got for me. I'm not going to miss out on the word. I'm not going to miss out on the blessing. I'm not going to get caught up with people so much. I'm not going to get caught up in mess so much. I can't wait to get back to church because I just might miss some. Because here it is now, the Lord is about to show up, and Thomas is so caught up in self that he misses Jesus. But thank God for the grace of the Lord Jesus that by next Sunday, Thomas showed up and he ended up getting the blessing that he needed. But look at it today, y'all. Look at it today. Behind closed doors, the doors are locked. The doors are closed. And the disciples are living in fear. They're living in frustration because of the current state of affairs. Isn't it interesting, y'all? Isn't it ironic that it's 10 people? And here it is now. You and I are told we can't have any more than 10 people. It's 10 disciples. I don't think God makes mistakes like that. It's 10 people who are living in fear. And you and I are in a season now where we can't have any more together than 10 people. I feel God in this place already. That don't let the fact that you can't have a crowd don't mean that the Lord still can't show up. Because this is the season in your life where you need the Lord to show up for you. You're going to need a crowd to have Jesus. You don't need to have a whole lot of people around to get your blessing. I believe that God can meet you right where you are, that you can be in your living room, you can be in your car, you can be in your shower, you can be in your prayer closet, and the Lord can still meet you right where you are. Why is it? What happens behind closed doors? And here's what I'm praying will happen for you today. Can I talk to you for a moment? This is what I'm praying the Lord will do for you today, even though you're behind closed doors. Be encouraged on this Resurrection Sunday. Even though you're behind closed doors, I dare call you blessed this morning. Here's why I call you blessed. Because you got the benefit of his presence. Oh, somebody ought to help me testify this morning. You've got the benefit of his presence. Can I slow walk this for a moment? You've got the benefit, even though the doors are closed, you've got the benefit of his presence. Look what happens. The Bible says in verse 19 that the disciples are locked up in the room, and the doors have been locked, and the doors have been closed. Yet they're so caught up in talking about what's wrong, they don't even know who showed up. I'm going to say that one more time. They're talking about and focusing on what's wrong that they're not focused on. They don't even recognize who showed up. That even in the midst of their fear, the Lord showed up. The Bible says Jesus came to them and stood in the midst of them. Y'all missed it. Said Jesus didn't just come and hang around by the window. Jesus didn't just come and hang around by the back door. Jesus came in to them and stood in the midst. Your celebration this morning is that you serve a God who will have a Holy Spirit, who has Jesus, who don't just show up in your house. He shows up right in the midst of whatever it is you're dealing with. That whatever it is you're dealing with, you're not dealing with it by yourself. I want somebody to tell God, thank you, that Lord, you ain't just got me out here by myself. You ain't just got me living in fear, but I thank you today, God, that you done showed up in the midst of my situation. You're in the middle of my struggle. You're in the middle of my pain. You're in the middle of the issue. I thank you, Lord, that you done showed up in the middle of it. There it is, brothers and sisters, that God has sent Jesus to show up in the midst of the situation. Can I bless you? Can I bless you real quick? This is how powerful it is to be a Christian today. This is why you can't be discouraged today. Look what happens. The Bible doesn't say, John does not say that somebody let Jesus in. The Bible doesn't say that somebody unlocked the door. The Bible doesn't say that Jesus himself unlocked the door. All we know is Jesus showed up in the midst of the situation. Because let me bless you on a Sunday morning that a closed door don't stop Christ. A closed door don't stop the Lord. A closed door don't stop your blessing. A closed door don't stop your deliverance. A closed door don't stop your healing. Man might say no, but when God says yes, it's yay and amen. That he don't need an open door to still be your savior. Let him keep rejecting you. Let him keep talking about you. Let him keep putting you out. But God has a way of going through doors. He don't need a door. He don't need a wall. All he needs is space and opportunity. Somebody ought to tell God thank you today. That he shows up. He shows up in the mighty ways. And here it is today. You can't even tell God thank you. That he done showed up in your life. Well, preacher, how do you know he done showed up in my life? I'm going to tell you how he showed up in your life. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He put breath in your body. He's put food on your table. He's got a roof over your head. And not just a roof over your head. You got walls around your head. You got a floor beneath your head. Somebody will tell the Lord, thank you for showing up one more day. He's shown up in your life. He shows up. And they don't know what to do. And he shows up in the midst of them. And they recognize who he is. You've got the blessing. You've got the benefit of his presence. Secondly, as I hurry, you've got the blessing of his peace. You've got the blessing of his peace. Look what he does. Jesus don't just show up. Now when Jesus shows up, he speaks a word. Lord, y'all missed it. I know y'all won't go like that one too much. Because now you don't just want God to show up in your life. Now you're in a place, thank you, Lord. Now you at home when you ain't got no choice but to hear him. Yeah. See, some of us are too busy. Some of us got too much going on that we can't hear from God. Some of us are too busy making ourselves busy in busyness, and we're not being busy for the building of God. And so now life has caused you to slow yourself down. Now you got to sit down somewhere and maybe turn the TV off, stop watching CNN, stop watching who's sleeping with who, sometimes turn Housewives off, sometimes turn the reality show off. I know you want to see who Stevie J with. I know you want to see who Jocelyn with. But every now and then, turn that TV off. Have and have not, turn that off. Turn off Tyler Perry for a minute. And let the Lord talk to you. Because some of us, the Lord has shown up, but we don't know what he got to say because we won't hear from him. And so now the disciples are in the house, scared. Jesus shows up on resurrection day. And here it is, y'all. Here it is. He talks to them. Now look, he says to them, peace be unto you. Now you can't appreciate that until I unpack that for a moment. Jesus comes in. And he speaks the first word he says to them. He shows up in the midst, and then he says to them, peace be unto you. Now, you ain't going to like that. But here it is. In the book of John, peace does not be recorded. The word peace is not recorded until after chapter 14. The word peace does not show up anywhere in John's gospel until after chapter 14. And in chapter 14, that's when he's talking to them about the Comforter. He's talking to them about the Holy Spirit, that I will not leave you comfortless, that I will send a Holy Spirit that will show you all things, teach you all things, that will cover you and comfort you. So we don't hear anything about the word peace until after Jesus told him he was going to leave. Y'all missed it. He doesn't talk about peace until Jesus gets ready to leave. So that when Jesus leaves you physically, he don't leave you spiritually. that even though the Lord ain't there personally, you still got his peace even though you can't see him. And am I talking to anybody this morning who still has God's peace and you got hell broke loose in your life? You still got peace and you can't explain what's going on, but you still find peace that you can go to bed at night. You can still tell the Lord thank you. You can still lift your hand because there's something about peace even when I can't tame his presence. Look at it, y'all. Look at it. He says, peace be unto you. Can I bless you further? Jesus had a right to say something else to him. Watch this now. These are the disciples. These are the ones who've been with him. Lord have mercy. They've been with him for 3 years. They've been with him. They've seen what he could do. He just got through telling them 3 days prior where I'm going, what I got to go through. And I find y'all on the day when I get up, I should have found y'all looking for me. I should have found y'all praising me. I should have found y'all expecting to see me. And I done found y'all scared. I find y'all worried. I find y'all full of anxiety. I'm finding y'all frustrated. I'm finding y'all angry. I'm finding y'all divisive. I'm finding y'all depressed. And look what the Lord say. The Lord don't say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. The Lord don't say, woe be unto you. The Lord don't say, I'm going to get you. The Lord don't say, I'm mad at you. The Lord love you enough that even while you're afraid, all he speaks is peace to you. And that's God's word to somebody today, that God ain't mad at you, but God wants you to have peace. And when the Lord speaks to you, it ought to bring you a measure of peace. Glory to God. It ought to bring you some peace in knowing that the Lord showed up and he speaks to you. That is the power, brothers and sisters, of the word of God. When you read God's word, I'm going to tell you something, y'all, people don't want to talk about. Let me tell you something. I'm a preacher. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you're ever having trouble going to bed at night, read the Bible. Somebody ought to like that status for me real quick. You find yourself having trouble, you having insomnia, I dare you, read the word. It's something by reading the Bible that puts you to sleep. You think it's because it's boring. It's not because it's boring. It's because the power of the word of God should put some peace in your heart. Ought to put some peace in your mind. Ought to put some peace in your spirit where I can go to bed and when you wake up, you done drooled on Isaiah. You done woke up on Jeremiah. You done woke up in Amos. You done woke up in Acts because you've been in the word of God. Why God's word to you today is to find peace in the word of God. Amen. Look at it. He speaks to them, peace be unto you. He speaks a word of peace and they calm down just a little bit. They ain't there yet, but they calm down just a little bit. I'm almost out your way, y'all. Hold on a minute now. Hold on now. This is behind closed doors. The situation ain't changed on the outside. Hallelujah. The Jews are still trying to get rid of them. The Jews are still after them. We still got a ways to go with the coronavirus. We still got a ways to go with being isolated. But wait a minute. The Lord done showed up, and the Lord done started speaking, and some of this stuff don't matter like it used to. Some stuff don't bother me like it used to because now I done changed my attention. I done took my mind off my problem and put my mind on my provider. Lord have mercy, y'all. And that's all you got to do in this life now. That's all you got to do in this season. I dare somebody to change their perspective. Stop focusing on the problem and put your eyes on the answer. Look what happens now. He shows up. He says, peace be unto you. And then look what the Lord does. He shows them his hands and his side. That's the third aspect. This is what the Lord gonna do for you in this season. First of all, you got the benefit of his presence. Secondly, you got the blessing of his peace. And then thirdly, you got a burden of proof. Lord have mercy. Here comes the burden of proof. I'm about to bless your socks off. You ain't gonna appreciate it. A burden of proof, brothers and sisters, is a legal term. It's a term that's where the prosecutor or the defense attorney, whoever it is, has to give so much facts. They got to give so much evidence that the jury ain't got no choice but to go along with them. Y'all missed it. I'm going to try it one more time. A burden of proof is that they've got to give so much information. They've got to give so much proof, got to give so much evidence of a certain issue that you won't have any choice by the end of the argument. You ain't got no choice but to go along with it. Now, you see, the Lord showed up. Watch how God does this. The Lord shows up looking like post-cross. He does cross stuff to get in your situation because he came in supernaturally. But before some kind of deep people, intellectual folk will say it's a ghost. Intellectual people say it's your imagination. So he does something else. He goes, looks pre-cross to show you that it was him. He comes in post-cross, but he shows them pre-cross. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. He comes in supernaturally, but he shows them natural. He comes in and shows that, yep, here it is in my hand. This was the nail where you last saw me. Here are the nails. You looked at my side. That's what they did to me. It's still me. Because some of us don't believe it's him till he show up and do something else. Some of y'all have no problem with his presence. Some of y'all have no problem when he speaks to you. But some of us have problems proving God. So I want to talk about three or four people, and I'll be number five, who don't mind testifying on a Sunday morning that the Lord has shown himself to you. You done shown him you, but now has he shown himself to you? Well, you knew it was nobody but the Lord who did it. People are looking right now to try to find out how you got that house that you don't qualify because he proved himself. How is it that you came out of stage four cancer and here it is you now walking around back to work because he proved himself to me? How is it now that you got food on your table and you ain't even got no job because he proved? Because he proved himself. And I want to talk to some folks this morning who don't mind testifying even on a stormy Sunday morning that I will tell everybody that the Lord proved himself to me. Yes, he did. He proved himself. And in this season, where you are now behind closed doors, the Lord go prove himself to you so you can prove him to the world. Lord have mercy. Because we've been trying to argue about God, but I bet you every last dollar I got, because some of y'all are skeptical. Some of y'all don't really believe. And now you got to stay home. And I bet the Lord show himself to you, but the internet can't show you. He going to show you something now that woke folk can't show you. He going to show you something now that Buddha can't show you. He going to show you something now that black Hebrews can't show you. He going to show you something now that Confucius can't show you. I dare somebody to tell God thank you. He's going to show up. Oh, glory. Glory to God. You got a burden of proof. And now, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. That when you come out, you ain't going to worry about proving that no more. You're going to live in the proof. I'm done. I'm done. But behind closed doors, you got the benefit of his presence. You got the blessing of his peace. You got the burden of his proof. And then lastly, you get the bestowal of his power. You're going to get the bestowal of his power. Wait a minute. I got to help you. Look what Jesus does. After he shows himself to them, Bible says he breathes on them. He breathes on them after they believed in him. Oh, glory to God. After they believe in him again, he now breathes on them. Stop asking God to breathe on you if you're not going to believe in him. And the word breathe here takes us back to the very creation of man. It's the same word usage when God breathed the Ruach into man, until he became a living soul. He became a living soul. And so now Jesus now breathes on his disciples. Wait a minute. God breathed on Adam to make him new creation. And now Jesus breathes on his disciples to make them new creatures. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. He breathes on them. Now, here's why I love God about this season. Here's why I love about God. Can I get in trouble? I ain't been in trouble in about a month because I don't get to see y'all. So let me go and get in trouble virtually. You can't find me. Look what happened. They have no issue with the Lord showing up. They got no problem with the Lord talking. And they really feel better when the Lord prove himself. But wait a minute. Here's where we've been messing up at. Because most of us was going to show up to church today and leave before the benediction. My likes done stopped already. Look at my likes. My likes, I ain't got no thumbs up. I ain't got no heart right there. Because most of y'all had it set up that you go come at 11, and when you got through, you go give us to 12:30. And at 12:30, you're going back to the pit. You're going back to the picnic, and you ain't got your mind on staying. But see, you miss something if you don't stay for the whole service. I ain't got no problem with hearing God's word. I ain't got no problem with seeing that he showed up, and I enjoyed the singing, I enjoyed the dancing, but wait a minute, look what happened if you weren't at home behind closed doors. If that door was open, you'd have walked out of it. If that door be open, you'd have ran out before the benediction, but because you behind a closed door, you end up getting more than you thought you were going to get. Now God want to give you power so you can live on Monday morning. He want to give you power so you can live on Tuesday evening. He don't want to give you just Sunday morning power. He don't want to just give you Easter Sunday power. He wants to give you power on Labor Day, power on Mother's Day, power on Father's Day, power when you don't feel good, power when you get laid off, power when you get left behind, power when you get broke up with, power. Breathes, put a fresh breath on them, fresh breath on them, and says, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He don't hit them with the Holy Ghost. He breathes on them and says, receive. So having power is twofold. It ain't enough that he speak it, you got to receive it. And you got to receive the Holy Ghost. And then he tells them what they can do with that power. Because their task was going to be an apostle. They were going to have to set up the church. So he says to them now that whatever sins you forgive are forgiven. Whatever sins that are not remitted are not remitted. What he's saying is he's not giving them power to put somebody in heaven or hell. What Jesus is saying here, that when y'all go out and testify, when y'all leave out of this room, that on the day of Pentecost, when I give you the true Holy Ghost that's going to stay with you. Because all Jesus was doing here in the upper room was giving them a precursor. He was giving them a preview of what they was going to get to last them for the rest of their life. Because 50 days later, they going to get something better and they never going to leave them again. But he's telling them that when y'all leave out, I want you to go tell folk, if you believe in me, you're going to be forgiven. If you don't believe in me, you will not be forgiven. It's not that, see, look at, here's your shout. I can't put you in hell. You put yourself there. I can't put you in heaven. You put yourself there. If you believe, you're going to heaven. If you don't believe, you ain't going to heaven. And that's my job, to go tell the whole world that if you believe in Jesus, you're going to see his face. If you don't believe in Jesus, you won't see his face. But hold on. Hold on. Jesus comes in and blesses them in the room. He shows up. He speaks. He shows evidence. And then he gives them the Holy Spirit behind closed doors. But brothers and sisters, I got to tell you something today, that this is why it's important for you to get this behind closed doors. Because sooner or later, this virus is going to leave. This curfew gonna be lifted. The ban is gonna be lifted. And the door of whatever it is that's been holding you back is gonna be opened again. But my shout to you, my blessing to you today, is that you go out the door way better than you came in. I went in afraid. I'm coming out confident. I went in worried. I'm coming out worshiping. I went in frustrated. Coming out more faithful. I came in talking negative. I'm going out talking positive. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice who's made up in their mind because of what on behind closed doors that I'm going to come out better than I came in, that this too shall pass, that God has shown me something behind closed doors, and I'm gonna feel like Jeremiah. It's just like fire shut up in my bones, and I just can't keep it to myself. I just can't hold my peace, because behind closed doors, I got delivered. Behind closed doors, I got my healing. Behind closed doors, I got the miracle. Behind closed doors, I got the breakthrough. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice who can tell the Lord thank you for what he's getting ready to do behind closed doors? Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, tell the Lord thank you for what's going to happen behind closed doors. You're going to be better than before when you went in. Thus saith the Lord God. God bless you today, and God keep you today is our constant prayer. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. Be lifted. It's going to be all right. He's got something for you today behind closed doors. Come on right now where you are and tell the Lord thank you for his word. That even behind closed doors, he still gonna show up. Glory to God. Listen now, I want to offer to you Jesus. What better day on a resurrection Sunday? A day that symbolizes hope. A day that symbolizes newness. A day that symbolizes a freshness. That on this day, you can have a new life. That your God is so powerful that he can show up behind your closed door. He can show up behind that secret issue you got. He'll show up in it with you. And you'll come out when those doors open again. You're going to come out stronger. You'll come out better. You'll come out wiser. You'll come out delivered. Listen, some of you who are worried about what you went through yesterday, here's your celebration. All that you've gone through in your life, even though it might have been bad, it wasn't enough to kill you. You're still here because he's got a purpose for you. The resurrecting power of God is available to all of us today. If you want to be saved today, I urge you to inbox us. Let us know. If you don't mind people knowing, put it on the comments right now that you want to be saved. If you're dealing with something behind closed doors, he'll show up. He don't need a closed door. That don't limit God. That don't limit God. He'll come to it with you. He'll change your life right there where you are. This is what this day means to us, a brand new life. You don't have to fear. You're not in it by yourself. Won't you come? I urge you. I urge you this morning. I urge you. Whoever you are, I want to give you moments to inbox us, post on our comments page if you want to be saved. Or if you want to be rededicated, rededicate your life to him. You can't just get him in public. Sometimes he got to do some stuff on you privately. And when you come out, you look better than you were before you went in. Glory to God. Come on, let me pray with you. Father God, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for showing us, God, that you're not restricted to a closed door. That you got enough power that you can show up no matter what our situation is. And you can change our lives and alter our destiny. Thank you, God, for what you're doing even now. Thank you for this day, what it represents to every born-again believer. Lord, I speak now with my brother, my sister, that you will visit them now wherever they may be. They may be discouraged. They may be downtrodden. They may be depressed. Whatever their issue is, God, will you now visit them? Will you come through that closed door? That what they think is so hopeless, that what they think you can't come to, will you show up now, God? And Father, I ask that you'll prove yourself to them, that you'll speak to them, prove yourself to them. Give them power, God, to live beyond the closed door. That when you open those doors again, they'll come out a different creature. They'll come out with a new nature, fresh power, fresh anointing, fresh word, fresh purpose, in the name of Jesus. We love you, God. We thank you so much for your son, Jesus, who makes this day worth living. Because he got up, God, we can get up. And we know this too shall pass. Will your Father grant us the peace that we need, oh God, to make it in this difficult time. Thank you, God. Even right now as I speak, the storm is passing over. So much that was predicted for our area. And Lord, because we trust you and we stay with you, God, the storm is passing over. This too shall pass. We trust you, God, with everything. We love you. We thank you. And we praise you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, tell the Lord thank you right where you are. Right where you are. Listen, we thank you for joining us today in this broadcast this morning. We pray you have a wonderful rest of your day. It has been a joy and a privilege to share this Resurrection Sunday with you. Listen, we want to hear from you. Let us know if you enjoyed our time together. We need to hear from you. Know that you've been blessed, being connected and shared with by the word. We invite you to give today. That someone will be here at the church. If you want to come give physically, from 12:30 to 2 p.m., you can come and give. We want to also remind you of our Cash App, New Zion 1906. You can give to that. You can also mail your gifts to the church, P.O. Box 893. But listen, y'all, thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. God loves you so much. God loves you so much. If you have any prayer requests, don't hesitate to inbox us that we can pray with you, pray for you. We'll get with you as soon as we can to share with you. God bless you today. God bless you. Remember, our vision, our mission at the New Zion Missionary Baptist Church is to reach up, to reach out, and to reach in. We love you. I love you so much. God bless you. God keep you. Don't give up. Don't give in. God's got something special for you. God bless you today. Pray that your power will go forth. Your power will go forth. That you will visit them right now, God, where they may be. That you will touch. That you will touch. Whoever else is coming right now, we pray, God, that you will touch them. That you will heal. Thank you, God, for those requests that are coming. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Will you move by your spirit? We move by your power. We love you, God, and we trust your purpose. We trust your will. Shanta Jackson, God, we thank you for what you're doing for our sister. Will you renew her? Will you strengthen her wherever she is? In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's able. He's able. He'll do it even right now. But remember now, it's twofold. He's going to do it for you. He's going to give you. He's going to speak it. You got to receive it. You've got to receive it. He'll do it. He'll speak it. He'll touch you. Because some of us are going to, just like Thomas, in verses 25 on beyond, some of us are just like Thomas. Some of us got to touch him to believe it. And you'll still get it. With it. Stay with the Lord. Don't leave his presence. Don't leave the power. He's got something special in store for you. God loves you today, and so do we. God bless you.